This week, I'm inside Sophie's Artist Lounge in the Grand Arts District with Brandon Anschultz and Naamka Ewing, both from the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. This is one of the hot spots here in this Kranzberg area of this part of St. Louis, and we're going to find out all about the artistry here and the local goings on. So thanks, guys, for inviting me over. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Welcome.
Well, tell me a little bit about the history of Sophie's, how it got started, how long it's been around.
Well, Sophie's been, we just had our 3-year anniversary. It used to be in our Dot Deck building, and there was a Sophie's Artist Lounge, but as we were developing the area and moving into 2020, we decided to open up a kind of brand new art gallery space, with the emphasis being on DJs and hip-hop culture and like underground art and graffiti. And we have exhibitions about, what, every 3 to 8 months?
Three to six months.
Usually, at least twice a year we have exhibitions that's rotating around. And we really, again, like to focus on not only the DJ arts and culture, but it's like, it's the music, it's the fashion, it's the connections that we make as human beings, as artists and creatives, and we can sit here and we can network and we can have a nice cocktail or a mocktail, but feel comfortable in our place. A lot of people have called this place home, and we do our best to try to uphold that and keeping it comfortable and a safe space for everyone.
And we're also really the front door for the Walls Off Washington, which is also a part of the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, which I believe you've talked about before.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about this space, the walls, and what is in here and what has been created?
So almost like everything inside Sophie's has been curated and like handmade, down to our chairs. Like, they were upholstered by someone. The tables that we have are custom made by the Screwed Arts Collective. So that's a local collective of artists like Killer Napkins, 18 and Counting, Kiki Salem, you know, award-winning artists and nationally known artists. And we're very proud to like do these collaborative pieces with them. Well, I think specifically Killer Napkins did the sign out front. The Sophie sign, handmade that sign type of thing. And so, like, even down to like our cocktails, like, we have them kind of hip hop theme or, you know, St. Louis theme or St. Louis artist theme. And we really think about like our customer's palette of not just like, oh, this is popular because we saw it on TikTok. It's like, no, this is actually a elevated drink where there's so many components and it's like, it tastes refreshing. And so we have very much like our traffic, like our weekday traffic, people can come in after work for happy hour from 5 to 7. And then our nighttime programming usually kicks off between 8 or 9 p.m. kind of depending on what day of the week it is. Weekends definitely 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then Wednesdays and Thursdays it could be like an 8 to 11. We have DJs, but we also have burlesque once a month. Hoopsie D is our resident burlesque artist, and she does a great job of curating different, what's the word? Not visual arts, but performance art.
But there's also a different aspect to this as you just look. You got the visual, you talk about sound. So how about the visual, Brandon, in terms of color and what you're going for here with... I know there's a photography element, so...
Yeah, for this exhibition, to kind of piggyback on what Nene was speaking about, we're not just nightlife, because that's great, and a lot of people come for that, but we're basically open, and the front doors for the Walls Off Washington from 12 to 8, Wednesday through Saturday. And you enter through our new front door, which is the Walls Market. That brings you into our current exhibition, which is called Backdrops. And it's basically celebrating the art form of the backdrop. And we're using that term to talk about specific works by artists, but also just the same kind of backdrop you would have had your picture taken in front of in elementary school. And we're inviting the public to come in and use them. You know, you can come in with your camera equipment and set up and take your family portrait in front of them.
Oh, really?
During our hallway. Yeah, in our galleries. And the backdrops themselves are really varied. You know, there are bespoke ones that we have worked with artists to create. For instance, we have two backdrops that are not flat things. They're sculptures, basically, that come off of the wall. And we worked with an artist named Kate Strimbecki, who has a business creating components for Mardi Gras floats in New Orleans. And we worked with her to make these great, really colorful, giant flowers that inhabit two parts of the gallery. And they're a great backdrop. But then, you know, we've got your sort of 90s gray tone backdrops. We've got like some like 80s looking, you know, blue sky sort of backdrops. We've got a lot of different things, as well as another commissioned piece by an artist named Sarah Frost, who is a visual artist in her own right, but also has a job working, creating literal backdrops for the Muni and other places, I believe. So yeah, you know, you can come in and take advantage of the place. You can come in and look at them because they are art. They are artworks that you can look at, but they're also a way for you to come in and take a great selfie or take a picture of your family or do whatever you want. And I think we're also going to be having different activations around the backdrops where we will have a photographer. Maybe you can speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we'll have a photographer on site at least twice a month until we rotate the exhibition out, which we
into the spring.
Into spring. So, like, the first one is January 18th. It's a Saturday from, like, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll just have a photographer grabbing folks and, you know, be like, hey, stay there, and they'll get a photo, and we'll get a good way from them to be able to retrieve those photos, or they'll go on our socials. Like, January 30th, we got a jazz flow DJ night where they're actually so really focusing on jazz music but spinning in it, and we got Black Spade, Noel Spiva, and these DJ names crack me up.
I know, they crack me up, yeah, too. I'm like, I can't keep track of them.
They're so cool, and I always like to ask them, I'm like, how'd you get your name? Like, and it's very interesting how each DJ has their name. We partner with not only, you know, artists, but producers. Like, we offer space at a, you know, reasonable pricing and stuff like that, where, you know, we'll take care of like the bars and stuff or the operations of everything, but you get to sit in here and book your artists or book your company in one of our spaces. Like at the Big Top, we have Circus Flora, but then it switches over to a concert venue, mm-hmm. with like, and then we have JMO Presents.
Right.
They book that. We're about to open the Sovereign, and the Old Rock House is, that's going to be, they're going to be booking that, like, type of thing. So, and then we do things like in-house. Like, Sophie's is curated by us, and now the Dark Room has a committee of CAF employees who look at submissions, look at people we work with, and we also give them that type of live music, smaller room space. Mm-hmm. So, and then you also have the Grandel, where we work with the theater companies, and the Marcel, that's another theater, the Dutzak has another theater, and yeah, they're the ones who program it. We just have the space for them to do so.
Yeah, and we try to provide that, you know, sort of sustainability for arts organizations that work with us and for artists that work with us, and give them opportunities within our spaces to expand their practice and sort of deepen their roots in the community too.
Well, let me ask you about your background, since you said visual arts is kind of your jam, Brandon. Tell me a little bit about your background.
I'm a visual artist in my own right. I've been in St. Louis for about 25 years now, and I figured out pretty early on that, unlike most artists, teaching wasn't for me. So I started working in museums and galleries about 20 years ago at the Contemporary Art Museum and at WashU for a long time. And I've been with the foundation for close to 3 years now.
And I mentioned the term color theory, and you kind of lit up.
So, that's one of the things that we had a really good time with this exhibition specifically. A lot of the backdrops are, you know, just straightforward paper photo backdrops, but we really calibrated the colors to show you what palette you really look good in. You know, we thought a lot about color theory, and, you know,
yeah,
do I look really good in this with this warm color or whatever? So,
Nene, tell me about your background.
So I am a all-around artist. I really started out, I have my own band called Mammoth Piano, and that's really kind of how I started doing events. It's just like, I was playing my music, I'm the singer, songwriter, bass player, like, and I did all the booking, but it's like, oh, how do I get people to come to my shows? I'm like, well, we just got to add, like, with other bands and build it. I'm like, well, I want to make a stage, or I want to do a theme thing. And, you know, before 2020, I was, like, at, like, City Museum and, like, Manja. I was doing the booking for about a year or so for, like, the late night shows. And then I was bartending at the Dark Room. And then kind of as we got out of the pandemic, ended the pandemic, and Opie Sophie's, I was bartending, but I was also helping with the social media, because that also goes hand in hand with being an artist and a musician. It's like, you got to market yourself. You got to show people why and how to get to the show. So I can speak kind of both languages. Like, I did go to school for HR management, because, you know, having a more practical organization and learning how to organize and work with people, I learned a lot from that, and able to apply that into not only here, but how I interact with other artists. I would throw, you know, I had a big Halloween event called Spookapalooza, where I had, like, on Cherry Good Street one year, I had 11 venues and 79 acts that I booked. And it wasn't just, like, it was full-on bands, it was DJs, it was burlesque, it was drag, like, all those things. So that was really much my jam before the unfortunateness happened. But because that made me slow down and I got back into this, I've been able to grow with the Kranzbergs and everybody and all my colleagues, and help with the visual team and having that aspect, but also having a business mind and organizational mind to help, you know, herd cats, as we like to say, with, like, these DJs and these artists, and making sure they're scheduled right and helping them build their vision and add on to it.
I think of my role in the foundation really pretty basically is artist service. I'm here to work with every visual artist that comes through, and in whatever capacity that is, to try to help make their dreams come true, to logistically help them see through their projects, help guide younger artists into, like, realizing their project in the best way that they can. So it's pretty satisfying.
Yeah, we're opening up these buildings and these venues, but how do they connect to each other? And as we're growing and expanding, it's more getting, like, is unlocked on how to, like, function such a large entity, but on such a small scale, because it's like, it's a big city, but a small city, but we're in a small corner and piece of the city. And just, like, it's from block to block. We have venues, and maintaining those and making exciting programming and allowing people to, again, see their vision and fully realize it is extremely satisfying work at times. And it is hard work, and we are a small and mighty team, but not everybody gets that instant gratification of their work. It's like, yeah, we put months into this. These people have put lives, their whole life, into their art, their vision, their ability to touch a piece of white canvas and paint on it, their ability to take music that you've never heard before, you barely heard before, but mix it in into something that's familiar and something that gives you, you know, those warm and fuzzies and nostalgia is built into it. And people just want to feel stuff. And I think we are able to hit and touch all the senses, you know, see, touch, taste, smell. I don't know. We don't really.
Yeah.
Most of them. We got most of them. Our customers do smell good, though. So, like,
and look good.
And they look good, and they smell good, and they feel good when they come here. And that's, like,
that's all.
Yeah, that's why we do it.
Well, guys, thanks so much for inviting me here. It's Sophie's Artist Lounge. It's in the Grand Center Arts District. It's part of the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. Walls Off Washington is here. There are other things here that you can explore. The latest exhibit is called Backdrops.
That's it.
And you can have a professional photographer. You can do your own photography in front of these beautiful backdrops. It's just one of the many things you can do here. Nene, Brandon, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you here.
Yes.
Great.